Okay, so let's cover our first submodality technique, which would be submodality elicitation. For this, you have to turn to page 5 of section 6 in your manuals and look at the submodality checklist. So whenever we do a submodality elicitation, we always need to use the checklist, and we always need to have a pen with us so we can make a note of the submodalities the client gives us. You'll notice there are 4 columns there. That means we can actually elicit and record a maximum of 4 sets of submodalities for 4 different internal representations. Here's a few key things to being successful at eliciting submodalities. The first is speed. You need to elicit submodalities quickly. A couple of reasons for that. For many people, they don't find it totally easy to hold a picture in their mind for any length of time. So by asking them questions about the submodalities quickly, it enables them to be able to do it more easily. Also, we want to get the submodalities as they are right now, rather than having the person change them. So for instance, if I were to elicit submodalities slowly and say, is the picture black and white or colour? What the person will tend to do, because they have the time, is they'll change it from black and white to colour or vice versa, which means we're not really eliciting the submodalities as they are right now. We want to move through the submodalities very, very quickly. So we'd want to say, is the picture black and white or colour? Is it near or far? Is it bright or dim? What's the location of the picture? What's the size of the picture? Are you associated or dissociated? Is it focused or defocused? We really don't want to allow the client any time at all to think. We want the submodalities as they are right now. Also, if you have a tendency to talk with your hands, then it would be a good idea to keep them by your sides. Because if you actually move your hands around whilst you're asking the person, for instance, is it near or far, and you move your hand inwards and outwards, then what might happen is the person might actually move the picture with the movement of your hand, which would actually lead them to change the submodalities. And again, we'd get submodalities which were of an internal representation that we don't actually want. So we go through the submodality elicitation, eliciting the visual submodalities first. Then we ask them, are there any sounds that are important? If they say that there aren't, we can skip that. If they say that there are, then we elicit the submodalities of the sounds. We'd then say, are there any feelings that are important? If they say that there aren't, that's fine, we don't do it. But if they say, yes, there are some feelings, then we elicit the submodalities of the feelings.